Concerto by Bach. now I'd like to do a piece called Ballade by Debussy, which is one of his earlier pieces. It's got a really simple melody that you'll hear kind of go through the whole song, but he kind of does a lot of things around that.
Thank you. at peace until it's part of me and I'm part of it. So this is kind of weird for me. So Eric kind of said, I like this, play it. And I said, well, I'm not in shape. And he said, well, play it, I like it. And it's part of Robin because Robin has played it. And so it's difficult for me to go through that. So now I'm going to play something else. And this isn't my specialty. I haven't taken 10 years of lessons on this like I have on that thing. But I like this. It's a nice little instrument. I'm not even sure what it's called. A friend gave it to me for Christmas. So. Fixed on my out and
something a bit more contemporary, the theme song from the movie Best Friends entitled How to Keep the Music Playing. Jerry Ann and Jana are going to do a few flute duets for us.
First song we're going to attempt to play for you is The Song of the North by Edvard Grieg, and kind of pretty when you get it right.
Couple times.
Now for something we can enjoy. Dane will play a great song on his guitar.
I thought I was going to be the comic relief to this program until the last act. About 2 or 3 days ago, Kirk and I were talking about giving a tooth vespers and trying to draw a correlation between tooth decay and moral degeneration. I thought there's a hypothesis floating around the village that they may be not coincidental, that one may cause the other. And in looking at that hypothesis, it kind of makes me wonder or speculate as to what's actually happening in this village. Case in point, I guess a couple weeks ago, Paul Bowe left with a fractured tooth, and also this winter we've had a couple women, Jeanette and Margaret Anderson, leave because of they needed crowns put on their tooth. But I think probably the crowning touch was when Julie Jung left the village maybe 2 weeks ago to get her first fill-in. I'm not so sure what that all says, but Brad Hall just tonight fractured two of his front teeth, and I don't know, maybe Nancy does have something to worry about after all. A few years ago I was asked to make up a little ditty about tooth decay and toothbrushing for the Narnia program over in Narnia, and I thought that they wanted me to write something that might be kind of catchy and that would probably get kids to stand in front of the mirror a little bit longer and brush longer and hopefully keep their teeth from rotting out of their head. And so I hope maybe this evening when you're standing in front of the mirror doing your nightly rituals, you may brush a little bit longer and hopefully your teeth won't decay, and maybe in conjunction with that, your morals won't degenerate quite as far as some of those in the villages have. The name of the song is Scrub-a-Dub Me If You Love Me, and imagine that I'm a tooth.
Jennifer Lee and Emily Anderson.
This song is called The Lilac and the Apple, and it's about, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. And I heard Kate Wolfe sing it, and I don't know if she wrote it, but she deserves the credit.
Do you want to hit that note?
Today?
No. Okay.
A lilac bush.
bush and an apple tree were standing in the woods. Out on a hill above the town where once a farmhouse stood. And in the winter the leaves are bare and no one sees the sign of a house that stood and a garden that grew and life in another time. One spring when the buds came bursting forth and grass grew on the land, the lilac spoke to the apple tree as only an old friend can. Do you think, said the lilac, this might be the year when someone will build here once more? Here by the cellar, still open and deep, there's room for new walls and a floor. Oh no, said the apple, there are so few who come here on the mountain this way. And when they do, they don't often see why we're growing here so far away. A long time ago we were planted by hands that worked in the mines and the mills. When the country was young and the people who came built their homes in the hills. But now there are cities, the roads have come, and no one lives here today. And the only sign of the farms in the hills are the things not carried away. Broken dishes, piles of boards, a tin plate, an old leather shoe, and an apple tree still bending down, and a lilac where a garden once grew.
This is a song I just wrote, and it's about my apartment mate in Chicago, and there aren't really any important things to know, but maybe that his parents live in Freeport. I mentioned Freeport, Illinois. And otherwise... Thank you.
by your old boss at the Cabaret Metro. She was there with her new beau. She wonders what's new. Hopes your taxes weren't overdue. Oh, you know those taxes, they were overdue. Hey, love, before I close, there's something that I've got to know. If I'm such a good man, how come you left me with no plans? Oh, why'd you go and leave me with no plans? Oh, with no plans. Without you, my life feels so bad. Like my mother and dad say, when you gonna come east? Like the prodigal son, we'll hold you a feast. Oh, we'll hold you a great big, oh, a feast.
Lucinda, will you go with you? Lucinda, what's wrong with you?
If you let your jaw roll, you get out of this hole.
You just tell me what's wrong with you. Lucinda, can I call you sometime? Lucinda, can I call you sometime?
I will tell you my tales
in rhythm and rhyme. If you just let me call you sometime. Oh, Lucinda, will you walk with me? Lucinda, will you walk with me? If you take the first step, I'll take care of the rest. Just let me walk with me. Oh, Lucinda, you look so low. Lucinda, you look so low.
You can run
back down a heart attack. Lucinda, you look so low. Lucinda, can I come home with you? Lucinda, can I come home with you? I'll be the beer in your bread. I'll be the wine in your stew. If you just let me come home with you. Lucinda, if you jump sometime. Lucinda, if you jump sometime. I'll wash your body with grapes in a bathtub of wine. If you just jump sometime. I will quit my job with your dad. Oh, I will quit my job with your dad. Hell, I don't get much pay. It goes to drugs anyway. Oh, I will quit my job with your dad. Lucinda, let your perfume blow free. Lucinda, let your perfume blow free. You got the wind in your skirt, I got my hand on your shirt. Just let your perfume blow free. Lucinda, I got some words to say. Lucinda, I got some words to say. Just ball up your blues, let them burn in the hay. Lucinda, I got some words to say. Lucinda, what's wrong with you? Lucinda, what's wrong with you? If you let your jaw roll, you'll get out of that hole. Just tell me what's wrong with you.
My moral decay is measured by how my guitar treats me. It fell apart tonight, so. Expected is the light. Hold still, they say. Be patient and the light will come. How slow returning is my sight. How long it's been since my face has felt the warmth of sun. Dawn, she is away. How thick the air feels in my lungs. How the smell of frozen earth is strong around the camp. Tell the children all to hold their tongues. When the tents are all rolled up, we can douse the lamps. The waiting, Rosa kneels by the fire, her hands are shaking. The waiting, the moon across the river casts cold light across her face, expectant of the dawn, she is waiting. She says, a man without need is a man without greed. Close to experience and near to God. Life without need is a life without greed. And how sure those words sound in the cold. How my eyes gasp and retch for want of light. The waiting. valley sheds cold light across her face. Expectant of the dawn, she ebbs
This is, you know, people in the village have heard this a lot. I wrote it thinking about, well, it's supposed to be funny, sort of.
Trusted with ourselves anymore. He makes it clear that it's them and it's not us. He makes it clear that he's saving us from war. He says that he's gonna string a web of magic strands of science in the sky. Says then we'll sleep safely in our beds. Says then we'll be free to live our lives. Just say no. Rise up, sleeping people. Just say no. Got to live in reality, people. Got to live in reality, people. Got to take some responsibility, people. Promises to build us all a peace. Says we don't need to learn to live together. And it sounds so sweet, I almost wanna believe that when freedom is inconvenient, slavery's better.
Got to live in reality, people. Got to
take some responsibility, people. Got to take some responsibility, people. Got to take some responsibility, people. Got to take some responsibility, people.
Letter never sent was someone I knew back home. It's gonna go like this. Talking to you, I kiss that joy as it flies, with the sun in your hair and the sun in my eyes. I wait for the call, how it's all gonna fall about me. Well, love is a saxophone, and I guess I blew it. I'm sitting here talking to my salt shaker, wondering how you found out, or if you just woke up and knew that I'm just a false front. Go inside, you find you outside again. And I'm seeing blue and black in a spiral without an end. David hid in the caves, the wilderness was his home. So I don't mind hiding out, and I can walk alone. But there's no place where I live that you can just let off some steam. It gets kinda hard to see, and it keeps me up at night. Talk about your old boyfriend as if he would never lie. Well, I met him face to face one time in the bathroom getting wide. I thought my crime was my honesty. I think smiles leave too much out. But either you don't understand, or you don't give a damn. Girl, I'm glad you're so modern. Too bad you're full of disease. Too bad you ain't been around enough to know your elbows from your knees. You don't know from Shinola, but I was crazy for you anyway. And like the rain in a Russian play, it's falling down inside of me. There's a dream I keep having where you push me away. I don't say very much, don't know what there is to say. I'm just a stick on the ocean, floating in the sea. And I feel so extreme, and kind words don't mean a thing. Thank you.
oceans of experience and the computer files of time. That's just water washing under the bridge. It sounds like empty rhyme. It just don't have relevance for my deliverance. It rings hollow like bone on tin. It don't put us together again. Sometimes someone just said, let's put them up, and no one asked why. Well, your ambition is like that. What do you want and why? What don't you know? It'll take you far, but it won't take you home, and it just might leave you alone. Don't stop, and I'm still climbing up the mountain, asking which way to the top. Don't tell me it's pointless, 'cause I already know. So can I